As any of them, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, Stoll. This is Lum and Abner.
And now? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric is fast becoming involved. First, on advice from Lum and Abner, Cedric asked Clarabelle Seastrunk to marry him. However, he rang the wrong number and proposed to someone known only as Miss W. Lum, in attempting to straighten this out, managed to get Cedric engaged to Charlie Redfield's daughter, Winifred. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Chop-and-Down store and library. Lum is talking on the phone.
Charlie, I'm Jester to the teeth, all right, but I ain't going to marry Cedric and Winifred on Thursday or no other day. Because it's all a mistake, that's why. Besides, you can't set the date without Cedric's consent, no way. Well, now, listen, Charlie. Hello? Hello? Hey, that Charlie Redfield is the stubbornest one fella I've ever run up again.
He wants them to get married next Thursday, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's got it all planned out. Huh. Leastways, he thinks he has.
Well, what he wants you to do the marrying for? I thought he was going to get the preacher.
Well, the preacher can't get over here except on Sundays on account of the mileage rationing.
Well, if Charlie asks you, why, you'll have to do it once you long.
Well, I don't know. Seems like the Jesters of Peace ought to have some say around here.
Yeah, ought to. I believe that's all right now.
You answer, Deborah. It's more likely Charlie again. Ain't no use of me trying to reason with him. I can see that. He's bound and determined.
Hello. Jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Why, sure, we're having a meeting tomorrow night, Grandpap.
Oh, Grandpap, he might not have said.
Well, Coco and Sandra Gibbs is all as good.
Sounds good to me.
Just a minute. I'll ask him. Grandpap wants to know what he ought to tell Aunt Charity to fix for the Golden Goose Discussion Club tomorrow night.
The Golden Era, not Golden Goose.
Well, whatever it is, what you want me to tell him?
Tell him Coco and Sandridges.
Hello, Grandpap. Lum says Coco and Sandridges. Huh? Oh, well, do as you like. I don't care. All right, Grandpap. Goodbye. Said he's going to study up something different.
Well, what did you ask us for then?
I don't know. He said he didn't want to have Coco and Sandra just because that's what Elizabeth fixed last week over at my place. Said he never wanted to be no copycat. Huh. Well, there comes Cedric. Must not be able to sleep again today.
He's the order. Try to get some rest or he's liable to lose his night job over at the defense plant.
He sure don't look good, I'll say that fine.
No, he don't worry, I reckon.
He has worried himself to death over his marriage being.
What a wonderful world or nothing else.
Well, howdy, Cedric. Come on back.
Yeah, better sit down, Cedric. You need the rest.
Oh, I'm too nervous and jumpy to sit down, I think.
Well, now, just calm yourself down and stop worrying. Now, me and Lum will fix everything up for you some way.
Well, that's one of the things I'm worried about, though. Every time you fellas try to fix everything up, I get engaged to one more girl, looks like.
Well, I'll admit that did happen, but...
Now everything's getting worse.
Worse?
Yes, Lum. It's all over town about me and Winifred going to get married. Everybody in town knows about it.
Huh?
Even Clarabelle and that other girl I'm supposed to marry.
You mean that W?
Yes, Mom.
How do you know she knows about it? You don't even know who she is, Cedric.
No, Mom, I don't know who she is, but I got another note from her today.
Oh, my goodness, where did you find it? Stuck in your front door like the other one was?
Yes, Mom, I think I'll set a bear trap there for her tonight.
Bear trap?
Yes, Mom.
Doggy, you don't think that's a bear's been leaving them notes, do you?
Of course he don't, Abner. Let's see that note you got, Cedric.
Just one, just a second.
I reckon where a bear ever learned how to write.
Here it is, Mr. Lum.
Let's see, W. Don't believe I know any bears that their names begin with a W. Well, fact is, I don't believe I know any bears at all.
Let me read this.
Oh, go ahead.
My dearest, darlingest, Prince Charming Cedric.
Wait a minute, Lum. I believe that's our ring again.
But you get it. I'm busy. My dearest darling, it's...
Hello, John. I'm down store and library. I haven't heard anybody doing the talking.
Wait till he gets done, Cedric.
Huh? Oh, what is it now, Grandpa? Uh-huh. Just a minute, I'll ask him. Promise Grandpap again.
Oh, for goodness sake, what does he want this time?
He wants to know if it'll be all right to have potato salad and coffee.
Why, sure. Don't make no difference to me what we have at the meeting.
Hello? Mom says that's fine.
My dearest, darlingest, Prince Charming. Yes.
Oh, just a minute, Grandpap. Mom, Grandpap says he can change that to salmon salad and lemonade if you insist.
If I insist?
Yeah.
I never insisted on nothing. Tell him to have whatever he wants to.
Hello? Have whatever you want to, Grandpa. Goodbye. Go on with the note now, Mom.
Yeah. My dearest, darlingest, Prince Charming Cedric.
How many times is that in there, anyway?
I've been wondering that myself.
Just once.
Oh.
I've had to start over so many times, is all.
Uh-huh.
My dearest, darlingest, Prince Charming Cedric. I love you.
Uh-oh, here we go again. I love you. I love you.
Heads up, Abner. I have cried my eyes out since I heard you and Winifred was going to get married.
Uh-oh.
But you are mine, and I will never let you marry anyone else.
Huh.
Let us elope soon, my darling. I love you. Signed, W.
Still wants to elope, huh?
Yeah, postscript. If you marry Winifred, I will throw myself in the mill pond.
Now, Doggy, this is getting serious, you know it, Cedric. This thing here, this married business, that poor woman wanting to throw herself in the mill pond over you.
Yeah, if Cedric marries Winifred, well, he'll be responsible for this W, whoever she is, suiciding herself.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he marries W, I know good and well old Charlie will get Winifred to lawsuit Cedric for breaching the promise.
Oh, my goodness.
You mean I might go to the penitentiary?
If you marry W, you might.
Well, that's what I want to do then.
Huh?
I'd heat rather go to the penitentiary than to get married to Winifred. I know that.
Huh?
Well, now, don't rush into anything, Cedric. Give me time to figure this thing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't get me engaged to no more girls.
Well, I won't. Don't worry about the answer to the phone, Abner. I'm busy studying.
Uh-oh. Oh, that all right? Yeah, I get it. Hello, John Dallstorne Library. Abner Peabody, don't... Huh? What is it, Grandpa? What do you want now? Tell him what? Oh, just a minute, Mom.
Don't bother me now, Abner. I'm
well, Grandpa said to tell you they ain't got enough eggs to make that potato salad.
I don't care.
He says, will it be all right if Aunt Charity makes a salmon salad instead?
Oh, for goodness sakes, I don't care what Aunt Charity fixes up.
Hello? It Mom says that's fine, Grandpa. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
I think that Grandpa's going to drive me stark raving mad crazy someday.
Oh, he's a dandy.
You'd think fixing up them refreshments for the discussion club was one of the most important... Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Lon?
I believe I just gave myself a hidey there.
Huh?
Raving mad crazy. That's it. Yes, sir. That's it right there. Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Terry, get Lom a drink of water. Here, sit down here, Lom. Sit down.
Go on me, Abner. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I mean that Cedric's going to be crazy for a while.
Cedric is?
Yes, sir. That'll get him out of this mess he got himself into.
Being crazy will do that?
Well, I ain't crazy. I don't think. Hardly.
Well, I know you ain't, Cedric, but the idea is that you're going to go around acting that way so folks will think you're ticked.
Well, what good will that do, Lon?
Well, don't you see? Nobody's going to want to marry somebody that's ticked in the head.
Oh.
Neither Charlie Redfield or his daughter Winifred nor this W person or nobody else.
No, I don't reckon they would, no.
That's just good psychology.
Yeah, huh?
Besides that, I believe there's some law that says folks that's ticked can't get married.
Oh.
So... That lets Cedric out right there.
I know that's a good idea. Good for you, Long.
Oh, it ain't nothing. Not much, anyway. Any genius could have did it.
Cedric, do you think you can act text?
Bob?
I mean, can you make folks think that you ain't got good sense?
I don't know. I'm feared that'll be pretty hard for me.
Well, huh?
I never got past the third reader, so naturally some things I ain't learned how to do yet.
Oh, natural. I believe, though, if you work on it, Cedric, I believe you can catch on to it. Once you get the hang of it, it'll come easy. Wait, I believe that's our hang again. That's that grandpap. I'm going to tell that old varmint to... Hello, jot him down. Huh? Uh-huh. What is it, Grandpa? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, Lum said that's fine. Huh? Yeah, that's a good idea. Good. Uh-huh. All right. Goodbye.
What's troubling him now?
No salmon for the salmon salad.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And not enough coffee, so he said to Teddy he studied up a new idea for the refresh fence.
A new idea?
Yeah, now he's going to have cocoa and sandwiches.
Oh, for goodness sake. Granny said, if you want to learn how to be crazy in a hurry, just pattern yourself after Grandpa.
Well,
I'll try that. I've always had Bard, Mr. Grandpa.
Well, he's a fetter to imitate, all right. All right, doggies, if that's him calling again, I ain't going to answer. You'll have to do it this time, Mama. I ain't
going to waste my time talking to him. You get it, Cedric.
Yes, Mama. I'd love to talk to him long as he's my hero now.
Just tell him that we're for anything he says and then hang up. That's the best way to get shut up, Mr.
Mom. Hello? Hello? We're for anything.
That's it.
Mom? No, Mom. This is Cedric Weehunt. Mom? Yes, Mom. I'm for anything you say. Goodbye.
Good work, Cedric. I ought to take care of Grandpa for a while.
Yes, Mom. What did he mean? Is next Thursday all right with me, Ced?
I don't know. Reckon he's changing the meeting night long?
Wait a minute. Are you sure that was Grandpa you were talking to, Cedric?
Now that you mention it to me, don't believe it did sound much like him. Sounded more Charlie Redfield.
Charlie Redfield?
Oh, my goodness. Cedric, you just now agreed to marry Winford next Thursday.
I did.
Law me, Cedric, why didn't you find out who that was before you said anything?
Well, how would I know what I'm doing? I'm crazy.